Essay, Part 2. I was a new APRN, but I'd worked as a staff nurse in a pediatric ED for 6 years. I had been through a lot in the ED, personally and professionally. I'd come to consider my nurse colleagues as friends and teammates. We had each other's backs through the best and worst of times. In the chaos of an ED, it's imperative that the nurses unite, and we did. I'd assumed that this feeling of being a team carried across departments, hospitals, and roles. I was wrong. There were staff meetings for nurses only, and I wasn't invited. I was expected to go to medical staff meetings weekly, except on the weeks when the meetings were physicians only. I received a message, loud and clear, that I was something different, and I didn't like it. I didn't experience nurses eating their young. It was worse. They ignored me. At first, I cried. I left each night feeling like I'd made a mistake in leaving the ED and entering this new role. I didn't want to be an APRN. I wanted to go back to being an RN. I felt like everything was backward. I now had residents and medical students following me around and doing rounds with me. My only experience with residents up to that point had been in the ED, and certainly not in a supervisory role. It took time and a lot of patience, but eventually I started to accept and engage with my new role. The attending I work with is a psychiatrist, and we often have nurse versus doctor debates. He helps me become an independent practitioner, and I help him be more like a nurse. He also helps me navigate the challenges presented by my patients, the unit, and the hospital. The medical consulting APRN also befriended me, and after my first month, I told her my worry that the other nurses didn't accept me. She bluntly told me I wasn't a staff nurse anymore, so I should buck up and things would get better. That felt like nurse advice, and I didn't feel so alone any longer. Realizing that I couldn't be the only person experiencing this, I started to organize a meeting of all the psychiatric APRNs at the institution. During my second month, some of the nurses realized that I could put medication and diet orders in and that I'm more accessible than my attending, so a few started speaking to me. During my third month, there was a seizure on the unit and I was the only provider on the floor. I handled myself well, and after that, all the nurses began talking to me. I have done blood draws on hard sticks on the unit, and I drop by electroconvulsive therapy 3 times a week to place IVs so I can keep my skills up. It took time and energy, but I proved that I'm not scared to get my hands dirty, and I'm definitely not like a doctor. After 6 months, a few of the nurses invited me to dinner. I immediately accepted. And while we were having our meal, we talked about the difficulties they'd had with me and I'd had with them. We laughed because it seemed silly now, but in the beginning, they didn't know where I fit into their world, and I didn't know where they fit into mine. But I knew I was going to make them fit, because, like I said, in my heart and in my practice, I'm a nurse.